Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane, head of the D.C. office for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Ethan in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
We're talking now with Ethan Lane from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Ethan, I know that NCBA has been really busy in trying to communicate concerns from the cattle industry back to the White House, back to USDA. Might start with some of the comments that you've made to the White House on behalf of the cattle industry. What are some high points there?
Yeah, Ron, you know, what we've tried to do over the last week is take a sort of the pulse of where those challenges are going to occur in the supply chain. As we start to see these unprecedented shutdown measures come into play as the administration works to flatten that curve, so to speak. We've all learned that phrase in the last week. And what that might mean for our supply chain and the beef industry. You know, part of the problem that we're facing here is that we're not just like any other industry. We're all watching the news. We're all seeing those store shelves that have been cleaned out of beef. And that speaks to the fact that we are part of that food security puzzle that has to continue operating through this crisis to ensure that the American people have food on the table. So what we've tried to do is articulate to the White House and to the President's cabinet those steps that we need taken to ensure that we can continue that process even during this challenging time. So first and foremost, what we have stressed to them and what we've heard positively back from them is that those FSIS, APHIS, and AMS inspectors will stay on the job and will continue their important work as we move that product through the supply chain. We're also working with the Department of Transportation to ensure that our livestock haulers can get where they need to go. First and foremost, we just heard there's going to be a 30-day waiver on hours of service requirements for all of agriculture. That's good news for our livestock haulers. That means that for all livestock haulers, not all of agriculture, excuse me. So that's good news for our haulers that they can get where they need to go over the next 30 days. That doesn't get us where we need to be on some of those inputs, and so we're going to have some additional work to do there to ensure that every bit of our supply chain is able to move as freely as we need it to continue operating. But we're also going to be monitoring state responses. We could see interstate travel restrictions. We could see things like that down the line. And we want to make sure that we're ahead of the curve there and taking all the actions we need to ensure that we can still move freely throughout the country. We're also focusing on the credit and cash flow aspect of this. We're seeing producers, particularly feeders in the cow-calf sector, really feeling the crunch right now. And we're seeing box beef prices go up while we're seeing cattle prices go down. And that spread is just crushing our members out in the country. So we're undertaking a suite of options to provide some relief there. We're asking both the administration and Capitol Hill for relief through FSA, loan repayment restructuring, access to more low and no interest credit options, and generally availability of operating capital where these guys need it to make sure they can stay afloat during this challenging time. We're also working with Capitol Hill on a variety of options that have been proposed there for part of this suite of stimulus packages that we're seeing move. Those options are still pretty pretty rough sketches at this point, and you know, all of them have their problems. But we're continuing to engage in that conversation to try to see if we can figure out something that makes sense to get our producers some relief over the next few weeks. So that, in addition to monitoring the border closure at the Canadian border, which while we were concerned this morning, we're hearing that we are going to see a regular flow of commerce back and forth across that border, which is good news for us and our producers. We don't expect any impact from that at this time. But you know, Ron, this is a really fluid situation. It's changing by the, not just the hour, but about every 30 minutes. So we are just kind of plugged in here at the office trying to respond and educate as necessary and roll with whatever this situation deals us.
Ethan Lane on the messaging that the cattle industry has been giving to the Trump administration in regards to keeping the beef pipeline full of beef for consumers, but also doing things to keep the cattle industry, the cattle producers of our country, in business. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull Sale Wednesday, March 25th at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. The sale featuring 85 bulls and 20 females. There will be online bidding through dvauction.com. For additional information or to view a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or call Benji and Lori White at 580-334-2801. 580-334-2801. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale Wednesday, March 25th in Putnam, Oklahoma.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check them out. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes.